Everybody, welcome to Trap True Story, My Story. I'm your host, Winnet Tube. Ole, I hope you're doing well. Welcome to the show. So, these days everybody we're spending so much time with them on social media. So we meet different kind of people, and all we know is screen names, right? It's names, even if we go to their profile and we try to know a bit, which means we're reading about what people are saying, what they've put around on there. So there's no way of really knowing who is behind that screen, but we take it at the face value. So I happen to go into this other group. It's all, you know, it's a fitness group and it's only females only. And I like belonging to different groups because I'm a coach. I need to also see what's going out there and how what people are doing and in terms of these fitness groups. So I joined one group, and most of them, they are actually from Zim. I'm from Zimbabwe. So I posted my first post. Mostly I just join and I don't do anything, and I kind of re-watch, okay, almost like trolling people, right? I'm not a troll, okay? Because you don't just get in other people's houses and start opening your mouth. You want to go in and actually see how people do that things, right? You go to Rome, you do as the Romans do. You don't want to be stepping on people's toes. So I did that, and then I decided I was going to social, participate as a group member. And I posted my picture, and this picture was not really like my current picture, right? It was actually more of a picture that I got, like my old picture that I had. And the first, I posted the picture, it was half a picture, not even a full body picture. And also I had food on the food pictures. So the first person, funny enough, the first person to engage me on the thread asked me, do you want to lose weight? But it was used in vernacular, which is one of the Shona languages that we speak. It's actually, it was said in Shona, which is one of the languages we speak. I speak both. I speak all languages in many ways, other than even if I don't speak them, I understand them. And she actually used the Shona, and she said, and what it means is, you want to be skinny, you'll be blown away by the wind, which I was like, what? You just saw a half picture of me and you concluded that I'm so skinny that I'm going to be blown away by the wind, which was quite interesting. Because now I've come to understand that, sometimes it's not really about you, it's about the person who has with me. When I seen those pictures, I was just participating, believing that everybody had the same, everybody's there, understand and respect each other, whatever. No, nobody's there to police anybody or feel like they have to go. So that made me think a lot, because this is the thing that's happening, because it's all about the image, really. This image that I sent in this group was actually probably 6 years ago, and now I'm what, 49, which means I was 43 then when I actually took this picture. And I did it just to test and see how people respond, because mostly if I post my pictures, it's also the same response. But I thought this was an old picture, and it wasn't. And also it was a half picture. It didn't even show, I was wearing my own clothes. I didn't even have, where you're wearing gym clothes anyway for people to see how you, where they said, well, they looked at your picture. Maybe they actually saw that you were skinny or anything. Why I am talking about this, because this was actually my struggle when I was growing up, because I was very skinny. You see, I even using that, I was very skinny. Everybody kept me that I was very skinny, and to a point where I even had an incident when I was actually in high school. I had a teacher Who taught us fishing and fabrics. And then when I, yeah, so there was a day that she was talking about body image and body sizes, and she used one. All I remember, she referred to me, she said these, I can't even remember the other one, but I remember the one that was in reference to me, that I was a broomstick. And that became almost like, I remember everybody laughing in class because she picked, I was not really the only one who was, maybe I was, but because, you know, I'm not that tall anyways. But as I remember, there were actually even people that were actually even smaller than me, but she just, and when I look at it, because also she had actually, she was a big woman, big breast, big, and now when I looked, as I grew up, I always had all these people telling me how skinny I was and how much these people were more, because it's actually a mentality of thinking that when you are bigger and round, you should be the healthy one. And I understand where the premise comes in, because when people lived in Iraq, right? Because in those days, right, if you, because when you are skinnier or whatever, smaller, it means to you are starving, you don't have enough food, or you are poor. So being bigger and having to gain more weight and looking rounder, which means also you are well nourished and you are fed, right? But we don't know to what extent bigger is the limit, right? And to the what extent is the, you know, like the you know, being smaller in relation to actually being healthy. So it was more of an image. So it actually made me realize how impactful that image thing is, and actually is being used as a measure for people to say you are a healthy person or whether you are not so happy by just looking at you. And this is what's happening on the internet each and every day, every second, when people enter, you know, well, go to these social media. No wonder you find now that we've got this problem with young people that are becoming so suicidal, or people that are actually being so anorexic or so depressed, because we look for validation from just somebody that you meet, and we tend to, and we put all our, you know, our trust in that, because they belong to the same group that we subscribe. And this group, we didn't even search for it, probably just popped up on our feeds, and we just decided, okay, I'm gonna join this group and be part of this group. And so I just answered in a very, you know, like I didn't even say you're rude or anything, and I just said, oh, no, you know what, really, an image of what you look like does not really say how healthy you are. So for me, it's not really about how I look, it's about me being actually healthy and you know, being able to function as a human being. That's my priority, and I think that should be everybody's priority. And once I answered that, then the admin came in and actually told her that she was going to be nice, you know, sensitive or anything. But I'm actually thinking, you know, we can't keep censoring people. We need to educate them so that they know exactly why. Honestly, in her sense, she didn't mean, she wasn't being, you know, attacking me or whatever, but that's a reaction because of how she feels inside, or what she understands, or what she has been groomed to believe is actually the way of actually being healthy. So it's not, which is why I'm saying, is educating people and actually making them understand. Well, I'm not criticizing the group admin, or but it's all how we respond to these, because all this X that we do, whether it's silent or whether it's verbalized, it's all communication. So how do we communicate? How do we answer? Because sometimes when somebody says something, we don't have, it's not, it's true, to a point, with on the promise of how much information or what understanding they have on that particular discussion you are having. So this is the thing. So it was quite interesting, and it also made me think about what I had to go through when I was a child, when I was growing up. And even I realized that even my, when I look at my own mom, she had also an obsession of actually believing I was so skinny that she had to feed me. And when I realized that it was not really an obsession because I was not a normal child, because I didn't like eating, I gave you a lot of problems when it comes to actually having just food. So you see, so if you do that, which is on which is where you find that now I'm actually, when I look back, then I'm actually saying it's actually a trend. It is the way people are groomed in. So even with me in my mind, because of how my mom behaved around me when I, when I wasn't eating food, not really understanding that, I simply did not like those foods because of A, B, C, D, which was actually probably just naturally my body didn't like those foods because there's some other things that were not good for me. Like, for instance, milk. I didn't process milk. And to know later when the doctor tells you you're lactose intolerant, which is something that we'll go to because, hey, now, you know what? 20 years later, now I'm drinking milk. I'm no longer lactic intolerant. So there's more to see. So I was always very sensitive when it comes to eating. I really didn't. I'm not a foodie. Even now, I eat to survive. I eat to live because now I've taught myself and I've come to understand and got the tools to understand that food for me is really, yes, there is the emotional part, is not the bigger part of the emotional, but it actually understanding that it's good for me for my existence and I need energy to function as a person, which is why I'm actually teaching other people to take the same approach and take the power back. Because with me, my power over food had gone, starting from my mother. Poor mom, she was just trying to raise a child and provide for a child so that she can be, and also having to take care of the children. And also, it's not, I'm not come from a very rich family. I came from a middle class family. So food was available, but there was never, like two excess, there was always enough for to actually feed. And also being a mom, taking after other children, to worry about a child who doesn't want to eat and you don't even know why they want to eat. And so and so, which means even probably I got really sensitive over the years as I grew up and actually realizing that probably I was not I'm not normal. You tend to believe that there's something wrong with you, but because everybody kept mentioning that you are skinny, and I was given all names of skinny people you can understand. Any name that they can come up to label somebody, and that you are skinny, to make you know that you're skinny, so made fun of. And sometimes so it becomes a thing that you become very sensitive. So when the teacher said that and the people laughed also, it kind of reinforced the whole thing. So going over and over, that was the thing that I was always reminded how skinny I was. Anyway, so this it just came up now when I joined this group, and that's why I'm talking about it. That image is a thing. So over the years, when I coached, and now because I'm a coach and I understand that it's not really about image, and it's not about health is not really centered about what you look like. You may have muscle, but you can actually have your whole body being challenged, where because it's better when you've got muscle than when you've got all your body being fat cells. Yes, there is, and there's challenges of having fat, but we cannot really, because you've got too much muscle too, which means there's an overload on your heart that can actually impact the way you deal with with you that can affect the whole system. So it's I think it's all about educating people and making them understand really what health means and what is health. What does it mean to be healthy, than just assuming and problem. But I think it's difficult because we also have this grooming, which I believe that is grooming, because we've been groomed, we've been raised in different environment with different beliefs. And I come from an African culture where bigger is better. And also I know, especially with a woman too, because when you get into puberty, puberty and being voluptuous and actually having to fool around, which is the only time that you also, science says there's only time that you actually gain weight in your puberty and also when you're pregnant. So for women, and it was a measure in the culture to see if you're voluptuous and whatever, which means you are more of a mature, now you're maturing into a woman would potentially have a child and bear children. So that's exactly. So in that sense, when they look at it in that sense, it makes sense. But if the whole premise of health now is hinged on whether you can bear children or not, then it's actually misguided. And we never really, so it becomes a thing, right? So a woman, I remember the stories that I used to hear that when somebody is getting married, if it's a girl, then they would actually plan where she will be fed so that she looks round and or else if she's skinny, then they will feel like she's not the right bride. Or so it's those crazy stories. So this reminded me when I got into this group. I honestly believe that she didn't mean harm all, other than and sometimes also people tend to verbalize their own discomfort about it, because we have stigmatized it so much that it seems like it's your fault if you are bigger and you your weight is nuts and you have gained so much weight and it should be your problem, and because you are eating too much, which is also an assumption, not really the truth, because not everybody who is actually has got more weight has actually is eating too much, or they simply don't care about their health or anything. So there are so many things that we will cover in this show, where we really look at these things and say, is it the truth, is it not, and all those things. Because it's very, very important, because I feel like, when it comes to health, it shouldn't be a narrative. It should be something that's actually a healthy dialogue where people are looking for truth than actually stigmatizing people and making them feel like they have failed or they feel small. So if I wasn't, well informed, and I've worked on myself for over these years to find that I can say that now I've got power, mental power to actually be able to have these conversations with people when they say those words, whatever that which could have broken me in the past, but now I can actually be able to have a conversation and really know which what they mean, or knowing that it's not really about me, sometimes it's about them. So I'm able to sift through and safeguard myself and be able to operate. That could have been disastrous. Right now, today, I'll be moping and crying and but I kind of realized that now. And after that, you find that most people came in. The good thing is also now people have got an understanding. You can have support, but also the support from those groups and whatever. But just be careful, because it's not every group where you find people are actually very supportive to say, hey, that's not nice to say that or whatever. And also I also look at this way. Also the thing is also, we even for the lady who said that, also she needs to be educated so that she can understand that no, this is the way. It's not really, sometimes it's not really, they don't mean to be rude or to mean any malice towards anybody, but it's how they understand. And maybe just because they're also frustrated about their situation now, they kind of think, I'm just going to take it over. People react differently to their emotions and things around them. And so I think the ones that are stronger, it's better for you to actually be able to have patience and tolerance and actually be able to say, hold on a minute, I can have a conversation with you, this is how it is or whatever. But if they fail to understand, maybe they are not at the time where they're ready to process that type of information, you can leave it. And hopefully that they will get to a point also where they realize, no, whatever that has been engraved in their brain is not really reality. And they need to think or learn to change things in a different way. So I think we need more voices of people that would be, because right now I can tell you the loudest, whether it's on the social media, information in terms of health, not the people with the right information. So the noise is so high that even the people with good reason and willing to educate and guide people, it's almost like it's just being drowned in, you know, like it's just not even, you know, reaching where it's supposed to be, because there is so much noise at the top. And I think mostly I like talking to, you know, like coaches also, right? It's our, you know, like it's we have to try and find ways of actually, being able to behave in you know, in that noise, because I realize that the fitness industry, the health industry itself, you know, it's more a prescription type. We prescribe, we're good at prescribing. We are not good at educating and teaching people how to do these things. So that's the challenge. And I think if we pull back and say we need to teach, and I think this starts from a general, you know, like in the house, what I live in love and say, you know, most of the time you see that all these things like mathematics, we teach and everything. But when it comes to physiology, emotional balance of human beings, which is exactly, you know, the core of actually being a human being, we doing so little about it, and we kind of love the way of actually treating after the fact. We don't want to prevent, right? When it comes to food, teaching people how to eat well and actually having a good understanding, having a better relationship with food is not in our scope. We kind of think like, okay, you should be able to cope. You know, mama fed you and everybody did everything for you, so you should automatically be able to know what food is all about and be healthy and or take care of yourself. I think that's the challenge. We don't. If we would teach, you know, relationship with food the same way that we do with science and math and all that. Yeah, I know that is part of science. But when we just told, I even laugh sometimes and says, you know what? When we did what we called, what was home economics, I was told how to boil an egg, but they never told me how much protein was in the egg. You know, they never taught me why was it. I was told it was good for you, so that's why I boiled eggs. Well, it doesn't mean it was not true. It's true. The egg is good for me. To what an extent? So that I can actually love and actually know when and how to eat the eggs. Nope, that was not in the colloquium. Sorry, Winnie. Just boil the egg and then you're off you go. So many people now, if you ask them, why do they eat? How much is in the egg? How much protein is in the egg? How much carbohydrates in the eggs? Of course, now with the bodybuilding, you know, where we have got egg whites, and now becomes a debate whether you should eat egg whites, you should eat the yolk. Oh, no, don't eat the yolk. And then we'll take this other one, part of, okay, you're going to have cholesterol. What does it mean to have cholesterol? Does everybody have cholesterol? Does it all give? So it's more of just a narrative. It's not really a well-structured way of actually giving information and making people understand. And I think it's a simple thing that can be done. But we are not investing time. We are investing time more on prescription. Even when I'm a trainer, I'm a coach, right? And everybody comes in, and you know, I help a few, and you know, I coach a few, you know, but the rest of the people, it's either you just follow, like right now with all the social media, right, you just have to find somebody who does a program and it looks like it's interesting, or it can actually, or they're preaching more and shouting more and encouraging you to follow what they're doing and telling you that's the right prescription for you. You go for it. You will be able to do this. And then we do that. So it is very, 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 very challenging. And then we find that also on the other side, yes, we are having all those things. And then we'll find that on the other side, you find that people are actually doing those things. And then you find that also the image part of where people are being bashed and also made to feel like, you know, they've done something wrong and you know, they don't belong. Like when I got into this, it's like, you know, if I wasn't, you know, as I'm saying, is if I wasn't a coach and if I wasn't also trained to understand those things, to be able to deal with those, I could have actually been, right now, probably more depressed if I'm somebody who is emotional, because somebody mentioned that I'm all skinny, to a point. No, they haven't seen me. All they saw was a picture, but they thought, okay, I think I've got something to say to this person. For whatever reason, they say that. But people tend to say those things, and we humans, we respond to those. And because when we go to these social media and all these groups, we are mostly looking for validation. It's a human thing to want to be validated, right? And we know. And the thing is, all these other people, they don't know what you've been thinking in your mind, or what has been going, or how you've lived your life. As I'm saying, this person had no clue that actually, as a child, I had a problem. no, it's not the picture that the one the picture that I am in. It was actually I had that. If it was that one, I don't know what they were going to say. The one on my profile picture, Kristen. It was actually just the one I'm wearing a dress, like a natural casual dress. There's nothing showing. I'm actually sitting down. So it didn't really, so nothing that could tell them that, other than seeing my facial features. That's all they could actually see. That's the interesting part. If it was this one, then I was actually going to believe that, okay, well, you could conclusively say that, I'm skinny, depending, but I always say it's just a perception, right? And skinny to do what and whatever. I've been an athlete all my life, so I maintained this, and I was trained. I always train for movement, so I require to have a certain amount of weight on me for me to be able to sprint and run. And I think this is the thing, is that we need to teach, when we teach about health in general, because our bodies are designed to do different activity movements, right? And all that needs different kind of muscle for you to be able to do those things. So we're gonna have different stages. I'm not trying to just not look or say, okay, people are not overweight. That's a problem, because we've got obesity problem. I want to let's address the stigma, because if you got sick of something and we had a stigma about actually somebody being sick, you see how much crazy it is about the corona, the virus now, right? It's something that is almost like I've got a stigma type of approach to it. So that's why we don't want human touch and all those things, right? We don't want to get into the clothes, So if all sickness that we go through, which is a natural process, right, we're stigmatized like that. I know there are people like things like that, even biblical, right? We had lepros and all those things, right? And they were more stigmatized, and I think we got to a point where we would really understand that it's not somebody's fault, even if it's coming from this belief. And I think we need to treat the same way where we have got obesity, people that have got weight. It's not that nobody would wake up in their right mind and say, hey, I want to gain, oh, 25 pounds, and I need to be 300 and something pounds, and I know I need to get. Nobody wants to do that. We actually need to do, the body does that, and we need to understand, why does the body do? How do you get there? First and foremost, so education is the only key we can. All the There is looking on the internet and see how many gurus we have there about lose weight in 10 days, lose that, drink what you call it, a lemon and coffee. Okay, if you're not this size, you're not. I've gone to where I go into the shop. I remember when we started having this called size zero. I don't even know what size zero is. Even now, I'm trying to get in my mind what size zero is. So you go in a shop, you want to dress. I knew what my size was. And when I got into this shop, and all of a sudden, I'm no longer a size 302. Now I'm a size zero. And I'm thinking, have I changed, evolved overnight? Because also there is another thing that's going also into the clothing industry and all that. So all those things is just things that you have to deal with as you go. But as I'm saying, as we do that, not everybody is so great at mathematics, but we have an understanding of mathematics, science, and all those are subjects that we actually learn, and those are the foundations so that we can be able to apply those things and be able to cope. So why are we not doing the same thing when it comes to health. The whole health, education system, I don't see where we do that, right? I don't. It's left to the medical people, which is treatment and prescription, right? Then people like me that says, well, I want a coach, and also we're classified in a certain whatever. And also the type of education that's there, it's also the prescription type of approach that we are actually taught to be able to have. And I'm thinking, this is actually a very, very interesting thing, because this is really the cornerstone of human existence. And we're just skating around it and sprucing around it. And nobody is actually saying, hey, this is it. But finances and whatever, we teach people how to spend their money and make their money and whatever. But the existence of actually knowing how does your heart, what needs to support your heart for you to be a living organism and continue with your life, and your functionality for you to be able to use your brain, what do you need to do? We teach people how to actually drive cars. We teach people how to maintain cars. We teach operating every gadget around. But the main gadget, which is the real human being, oh boy, we so not good at this. We're kind of guessing everything is like pop the pill, okay, that pop the pill, okay, chew that, okay, now it's really, 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 really interesting. So we need we need, and I really think that we need to food, teaching people about how they relate with food, how people do they understand, their physiology, when it comes to their movement and stuff, like, is very paramount for humanity. And well, some, people will say, well, we're too many of this. And I'm thinking, you can't say that, because the people that were there before us, if they had the same attitude and mentality of saying, well, there is enough of us, no more to come, you wouldn't exist, right? So don't be, right? Yes, fish and tuna has mercury. But well, this thing, that's what I'm saying, is, but the tuna itself, when it comes, if this is what humans have done, okay, Christian, if this is what people have done to the environment, that's what I'm saying. Lack of educating and actually informing people. Because if we tell people all the toxins that we're doing, they come back to us, because within the ecosystem, we have to go back and actually consume those things, right? But when you've got this mental of the bill, where you're just thinking that I'm making this tuna fish to sell it and get a bill, but you're not knowing that in that chain, you'll be the guy who's using the same money to buy that tuna that has got mercury in it. So this is a vicious cycle that people, we don't. So we stand on the other side as a different species, and we go to the other side and we receive as a different species, right? So that's where the problem is. If we could really understand all this, because nobody is thinking, we're just busy one thing at a time. Okay, I love economics. Okay, I love the economics of money, because that's also the other pillar that actually makes us sustenance and provision is quite, it's there, it should be there, but it has to be done in more where there is actually, what you call it, there must be synergy in almost everything that you do, what we do. So it's not all those things. There are some things that we actually need. It's very paramount that we actually understand. The economics part of it plays a role, which is why it's causing a lot of havoc in our own lives, because we don't understand that. We don't teach it. That's another field that we don't teach very much. We just say, oh, well, we can do what you call it, balance this and whatever that. Oh, well, if you want to do economics, oh, you specialize in, then, well, you're on your own. You can do that. It's your own time, whatever. But this is the basics that we actually do. This is the foundation, because anything that's very important, we actually have to have a foundation of understanding so that we can build up on those pillars, right? If we want to be, this is my own thinking, right? I don't know, maybe I'm crazy, but this is what I'm thinking, because most of the problem is because if we don't build foundational, where we put the foundation of operation, right? So there's always something that is going to be missing, because people don't do this. And most people, they say there's not illiteracy, or not illiterate, because we always go, oh no, because the poor and the uneducated, oh no, we are all in it. Because a human instinct is not an intellect. It has nothing to do with intellect. So all those things that I'm talking about has nothing to do with intellect. You can be, because I have come to help and work with doctors, really, people that have gone they have weight problems. And I think you also have in your family, your friends, people that actually in the medical field that are also having the same, and they are actually having the same challenge. Why? Because we are human beings. It has nothing to do with intellect. That's a chemical reaction that happens. That's what happens when your body and your relationship with food. It has nothing to do with how smart or clever you are. So when it comes to your chemical the reaction inside how the body break food and provide depending on whatever, and also what the food industry is doing, if you are not aware of that, and you can't control. So we become victims of our own making sometimes. That's what I'm saying is, so we need to really bridge all those things, maintain our sanity and functionality and our, right, and also being able to provide for ourselves, which is sustenance, is really important, because neither two can we can't. For us to be living organism, we need nourishment. There is no way that we can do if we had with all these things that we've created around us, how we've changed everything, right? We could have said, okay, now we're done. I think this is it. We've got a pill. You just take one pill a day, oh, you're done. Or we could have a full year, one pill for a year. You don't have to eat or whatever. You just breathe and do whatever and have a good life, but it's not, because we are organic in matter, and that has to be maintained in a certain way, and that is through food, and also that will also go to our emotions, our likes, and all those things, the provision, what's there, what's not there. It's challenging, and the economics part of it that we have to, and all those things. So it is there. It's there, but we have to create a synergy. And I always say, when we educate, and everybody is well informed and has information. Information, knowledge is power. We always preach that and say, hey, in knowledge is power, right? Knowledge is power. But we don't actually we don't actually go to a point where we really pay attention to that and actually make it work for us. And I think if there's coaches out there that are listening to this, right, don't give up, because the noise can be so overwhelming. So with me, I just have, don't change who you are, because you're really needed in that ecosystem. You are needed in that system so that it functions properly. And more of us, and do the bit that you can. And I hope that we'll get to a point, especially with this challenge of where we are now with all this pandemic and all these things, right? You would believe that it will make people see and think and says, okay, when we are challenged with these things, because everybody keeps saying, okay, you need a better immune, you have strong immune system. Yes, it's a word. What does it mean to have a stronger immune system? What's required for the body for it to be in that state? This is the thing that we need to teach people about it. So let's not just be, the jargon, the word, the punch code, or whatever, the code name, whatever you can call it, but it should be a well-informed, that it's information. The point of communicating, the point of words, why words have got meaning, they should stand, and that meaning is actually being able to be applied in life, and actually for better, for humanity to actually be able to thrive and live in a better way. So that's the thing is, so if we can do that. So it was quite interesting actually, when I went into this group, and I actually had, because it also it kind of brought me back to my childhood, what I had to go through, even during I even ended up actually, and funny enough, when the story, let me just quickly wrap up, we don't want to take this long, and funny enough, later in life, when I was older, right, because now I was doing track and field, and I started building muscle, and I thought, okay, well, now the skinny girl is no longer a skinny girl, she has got muscle now, nobody's gonna become. Then I wanted to do modeling, then I walked into a modeling agent, and guess what? I was not supposed to be there again, because I was too muscular and they wanted somebody skinny. And I'm thinking, okay, you better be kidding me. Okay, I was skinny, I didn't fit in anywhere. Now I'm no longer skinny, I'm muscular. I still You see, so this is the thing is because it's all those things that we say, the image is nothing to do with healthy. And well, anyway, there, well, I was an athlete. Why I had muscle, I had an idea of what I wanted to do. So I wanted to be a sprinter. So I just kind of said, well, you know what? I'm not going to be doing modeling anymore. So if that requires me losing my muscle, I'm not going to go down there, which is the best idea that I ever did because I went on to be a pro athlete and not to make myself miserable. And I think that's the good thing about life because you can always make a choice to fit in whatever. This is where I started understanding that your stature, your physique, what you want to, what your body, rationality as a person, how you want to be. It shouldn't be actually be compared to other people, right? It should be specific because you're unique. There's only one of you, right? And there's never going to be so many of you. So over the years, I've come to really understand that, and I've actually also as a coach in meeting other people, seeing their challenges, and I think it helped me because it made me not say and personalize things. Because the thing is that makes it more is when you personalize it and you have to say, okay, it's me who's just going through this. Okay, it's they're doing this to me. They're doing this to me. It's because it's me, right? And it destroyed that sense of being you, right? Because of these actions or what these other parameters being created around you. And now, and then, but when you start having this interaction, when I started coaching and I realized each and everybody has, as a human being at a point in time, they've got their challenges, but it doesn't define them or make them be that particular instance in their life. So it has nothing to do with. So every conversation, so now I take every conversation, every contact separately. I no longer do the beating. I was talking to one of my clients and says, you can't do the beating. If you want to see how life is going to be, how much life is going to be painful, if when you start beating and making, you know, like when you take the pearls and you take a string and you string them together, why you do that is because you're looking at making a nice pearl necklace that you put around your neck and you'll be proud that you made it and it looks nice. And everybody will say, oh my God, that's a nice necklace, you know. But in life, you can't do that because it's not all pearls, you know. You're always going to get, you know, pearls and shells and some other things along the way, right? And it is also a beautiful necklace on its own, but it's not only of all the kinds, which is exactly how we sometimes think and want to understand or wish life would be like that. Unfortunately, it's not like that. So, guys, I think I've done a lot of rambling and my little story about my encounter. Anyway, so that I just wanted to share, which is part of my story and also what just happened recently, which is what made me think about this and actually to do this show today, guys. I would appreciate it, you guys, if you can share. And I need to actually create a fan club here, but I'm on Podbean. I'm expected to hit a number of followers and viewers for me to actually unlock my second level so that I'll be able to be able to have a fan club. So that's my idea. So you can help and share, and guys, and next time I'm going to put my link from Patreon, which is my other membership, on for those that wants to subscribe to this so that I can be able to produce this. Right now I'm just producing from my own phone, right? This is why maybe the sound is not that good and I need to buy mics and also then set up a studio so that I can do this. So I would need a little bit of help, so I'll put some links there, guys, so that you can help me out so that I can bring you Colin if this is important, if this is some type of content that you feel you can support. If you don't liking and sharing, if you don't have any that you can, that's still okay. It has nothing to do with money. It's about growth. Anyway, I always believe that, you know what you give out always brings something in, not in a good sense. So I hope you really enjoyed this show. I did enjoy this show, sharing my story, your story, my story, by Coach Winnie. Okay, we'll see you next time. You have an awesome time, guys. It was really having good. Next time we'll open up some calls and people would call in instead of actually texting. Thanks, Kristen, for an interaction. I really appreciate you, and I hope you come back next time when we're actually live. Okay, ciao for now, guys. Bye.